Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. Let's stand all together. We're going to start praise and worship together this morning. We just thank God for another year and for this new year that we are in now. Hallelujah. He is mighty. He is great. Let's just bless his holy name.
Oh, I will bless.
Bless the Lord.
and the broken heart. You are the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You are the answer to it all. Yes, you are Lord.
Jesus.
Sing it again. You wipe away.
You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You are the answer to it all. He says I am. When he says I'm out.
Sing with me, there's power.
There is power in
the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, worship team. May every chain in your life and in my life fall off, and the ones in your family, in the name of Jesus. Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of the year. We thank God we have made it. Can you shout a big hallelujah to the living God? Hallelujah. You made it, you know. Just at the close of the year, some people, they did not make it. But here to praise the Lord another day. Shout hallelujah. May every chain in your family, every chain that has held you back in 2021 never follow you in 2022. Everyone be broken from every member of your family, including yourself and myself. In the name of Jesus, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to pray for you where you are at so you can go to your classrooms. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all our children, all our teachers. We lift everyone before you. We lift every family before you. All families, biological, spiritual partners all over the world, extended families. We commit everyone before you, Almighty God, from age 120 plus to zero, to those in seed forms, those that are already in the womb, and those walking in the earth. Every decade of life, we release them into your hands now. Touch every one of them. Those that are sick, be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are confused, may their mind be made whole. Those that are not saved, may they be saved. Those that are struggling with their education, their career, Lord, fix them, O Lord. Help them to overcome. Our help comes from you, maker of heaven and earth. Help everyone who call upon the name of Jesus. If you need help this morning, say, Jesus. May Jesus help you as you have called him. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace and shalom over everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, we welcome you into our heart, our families, our church, our city, our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you may be seated briefly, and we can stand to pray again. Praise the Lord. All right. Our scripture reading today is going to be Hebrews Chapter 1. It's not many verses. Hebrews 1. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1. Everybody should be there by now. To God be the glory. God, everybody read. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Your mouths are still short. Read the words and to read for yourself. Say amen. Verse 2. God, I'll start from verse 1 again. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God does not have one method of speaking. He speaks in many ways. Hallelujah. He does many things differently, but it's all God. Say amen. Say amen. Sometimes if he wants to show himself as an angel of the Lord, he will show himself. Hallelujah. If he wants to show himself as the one who walk upon the water, he will show himself as that. If he wants water to be parted, he will show himself that way. Say amen. Hallelujah. If he want manna to come down from heaven to feed, he will show himself that way. Oh God, coming from him. So God is going to show up for us this year. Let us expect him, not the way he's going to show up for somebody else, but may he show up for you. And may you recognize him when he shows up. Say amen. Hallelujah. The way he showed up for the widow of Zarephath is not the same way he showed up for the other Shunammite lady. But either way, they all got their result. May you get your expected result. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The way he showed up for Abraham is not the way he showed up for Moses. But he showed up. May he show up for you. God, show up for me. God, show up for me and speak to my life in the name of Jesus. Verse 2, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. So 2,000 years ago, God, the word of God is saying these last days. So one of these days is really going to be the last days. So we put on our expectation. Hallelujah. God speaks. Somebody say, God speaks. He has not stopped speaking. He's not a mute old man. He still talks today. Hallelujah. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit by highlighting his word in our hearts. Hallelujah. The appointed heir of all things. Who has Jesus in their heart today? Amen. The appointed heir is in your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hallelujah. He still upholds all things. He's the express image, the glory of God. May he show up in our lives in this 2022. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We expect the brightness of your glory. We expect your person, Jesus. We expect your living power, the power of his word. As we hear his word, may something wonderful begin to happen in our lives and in our families. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We don't pray to angels, we pray to God in the name of Jesus. It's a Father that does all things. Hallelujah. And he does it. He made all things by his Son, the living word. So we speak the word, and when we say the word, things begin to happen. Say amen. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I'll be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He didn't say that to angels. He said it to Jesus. And Jesus has chosen us to be his joint heir. Hallelujah. He's the heir of everything in the world, in heaven, and in earth. Glory to God in the highest. Are there joint heirs in this house this morning? We just sang, I know who I am. May you truly know who you are. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God do what? Worship him. Angels and us, we worship the living God. We don't worship angels. We receive the message they bring to us from our Father. Hallelujah. You don't worship the mailman. You don't worship the Amazon delivery person. You take the message they bring to you. but you worship the living God. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7, and of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. Angels are spirits. We humans are also spirit, because we are made spirit first. God is spirit. He made us in his image and likeness. So you are a spirit man. Say amen. He also made angels spirits. But then he put something extra on us. Flaming fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his ministers, those who minister to the Lord and to God's people, they are flame of fire. Flame of fire. I am a flame of fire. Hallelujah. So if you are not ministers, you are not flame of fire. May you become ministers. That means serve. Serve the Lord and serve in his house. Say amen. Say amen. You cannot be a flame of fire. He made his ministers a flame of fire. May you become that. Say amen. Your amen is weak. Say, I'm going to be one. Yes, fire burns everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But under the sun, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Say amen. You know, the scepter is the staff that the king or a queen holds, staff of authority. Once you see that, everybody rise. They know the king is here or the queen is here. Is a staff of authority. Hallelujah. The staff of authority of heaven is righteousness. It says the scepter of thy kingdom. May righteousness reign in our hearts this 2022. In the name of Jesus. Doing things the righteous way. And no more excuses for ill behavior. Say, Lord, deliver me from all ill behavior. May righteousness, your righteousness, Bible says we are his righteousness. May your righteousness infuse my life in Jesus' name. Says the center is the scepter of his kingdom. So if you need anything from the kingdom of God in 2022, live in righteousness, live in holiness. Then what you need is going to come to you speedily. May you receive speedy answers in the name of Jesus. I'm already praying. I pray the word. Amen. Verse 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated what? Iniquity. May that be your portion also. Love righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. May this be your story in 2022. May you have gladness. Things that make you sad, may they all go away. Melt away now. In the name of Jesus. And thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Hallelujah. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. So heaven and earth will wax old. They are going to fade away because there's going to be a brand new one. Hallelujah. And as a vesture, thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Say big amen. God's just going to, you know, the God you serve, he just takes the heavens and the earth. He folds it like I folded this, my napkin. Praise the Lord. He just folds it. This one's not good anymore, garbage. That's the God you're serving. So what can he not do in your life in this 2022? What is your issue? What is your problem that cannot be solved? Say, Lord, I believe in your power. Say, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. You are more than enough for me. In 2022, say amen. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? That's not their position. That's the position of the Lord and your position. We are seated where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So we are sitting inside him. Say amen. Amen. You are living in somebody. You've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. The kingdom is a person. Hallelujah. Well, that's Colossians 1:13. So read your Bible very well, 2022. Somebody say, I'm going to read my Bible. Say, I'm going to read my Bible. I'll tell you, I'm not going to be standing here reading all this for you this year, so I'm going to cut down on this. So you spend time. I've done this, I don't know how many years with you now. Many, many years. So for you to fall in love with the word of the Lord. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So you have more than enough. And you have more than what it takes to thrive in life. You cannot keep somebody at a baby stage forever. They must rise and grow up. Somebody's a year to grow up. Say, it's a year to grow up. So turn to your neighbor, say, grow up, would you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are 40 years old and we are still changing your diaper, you know something is wrong with you. You are not normal. So there is something off. If you are sick, it's a different story. But when you are not sick, then something is not right. When everything is perfect about your life and you want somebody to change your diaper, that is abnormal. And you that is changing the diaper, you're also abnormal. So I'm not going to stay in that abnormal state with you. So it's time to grow up. Say amen. Hallelujah. Verse 14, our last one. And are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Are you heirs of salvation? Yes. So angels are available for you 2022. You might not see them, but they are there with your packages. So all you need to say, bring it to me now. Somebody say, bring it to me now. Bring my packages to me now. Daniel prayed and prayed. His package was available from the moment he prayed. But the devil was holding it. But it took another more powerful angel to get that thing to him. May those powerful angels assigned to you as heirs of salvation work for you in 2022. Now rise, let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for your holy word. We have received your incorruptible seed into our heart. Let the seed of your word begin to grow now. Begin to groom us. Begin to polish us. Begin to drive us to the place of destiny. That we'll be in that place where you have called us to. To walk in power, to walk in miracle, to walk in your favor, to walk in your goodness, to walk in the thus said the Lord in our lives and in others. Father, there will be a breakthrough upon breakthrough in the lives of families. This 2022, hindrances that have held us all these years, they are broken. Those chains are broken off marriages, broken off sons and daughters, broken off parents, broken off businesses, broken off families, in the name of Jesus, broken off our education system, in the name of Jesus, we will walk in the dimension of glory. You've called us as sons of glory. You have not called us as sons of defeat and daughters of defeat. We shall rise and be who God says we are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask now for assistance
angelic assistance in all dimensions. They are sent to do all biddings on all our affairs. Affairs in terms of finance, affairs in terms of family, affairs in terms of education, in everything, Lord. Our children will not be bullied at school. Our husbands and our wives and our daughters and our sons will not be bullied in their workplaces. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's angelic assistance going before and behind them. Your word says you have given your angels charge over all our affairs, that they will go before and behind us. In the name of Jesus, you are still the same angel that bring forth the angel of cloud, an angel of fire by day and by night. Let that ministering assistance be now. In the name of Jesus, those who need assistance with their businesses, those angels will now bring those people to their workplaces, into their businesses. I say thrive, thrive, thrive in the name of Jesus. Those who bring them to churches, they begin to bring them to churches now. In the name of Jesus, people will begin to dream about this church. They begin to say, I'm going to this church. And they begin to come and they will grow and they will set their family free. In the name of Jesus, those whose finances are weak, they will get the best job. Best paying job, they will be led. They will pick the right one. In the name of Jesus, they will have more than enough. More than enough. I say it's a year of more than enough. The year of more than enough. It takes one thing to just have that complete breakthrough. We declare and decree death cancellation. Death cancellation. Death cancellation. Death cancellation. More growth in every area. In the name of Jesus, financial struggles be over. Be over. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the one who gives the idea. You are the one who gives witty inventions. Witty inventions to prosper and to do good things with it. Let it come upon the body of Christ. Let it come in this house, come into our families, come into everything that we do. Father, let your holy word come in this church. In the name of Jesus, let the thus said word of the Lord come and give people breakthrough. Set the captives free. Those who are family members that don't know how to solve their problems, Lord, you are the answer. We apply for the answer. We apply for the answer. Supply, oh God. Supply the solution. In the name of Jesus. Supply, supply. Somebody say supply. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is where we put our anchor. Our anchor is Jesus. We thank you for many great things. Miracles upon miracles. Testimonies upon testimonies. Healing upon healings. In the name of Jesus. We declare and decree impossible situations have become possible. Now, 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 now. In Jesus' name, afflictions that have remained for years and decades, you have been vanquished. Roll away now. In the name of Jesus. Habits that could not be broken. I say you are broken now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, oh God, for breakthroughs upon breakthroughs. People, we give mega testimonies in this house and those hearing the sound of my voice. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared it so. Now we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace over Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant you've made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Manifest your glory. Manifest it out of Abraham. You shall bless all nations. Bless the nation of Israel. Bless the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Australia, the islands of the seas, all nations where someone is calling the name of Jesus, even in their closet, for that one's sake, save the nation and give them a breakthrough. In Jesus' name, bless all First Nations and all families. If you're sick at home, we send the healing word to you now. Be healed, be restored be made whole in the name of Jesus. Come to the house of God and worship and give God all the glory. We welcome your holy word now into our heart, that there will be a transformation and a testimony. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who run with the word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared it so. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We are the blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Are you? Praise God. This is the first Sunday of 2022, and we are thankful to the Lord that we are part of it, that we are in the land of the living. You know, Mama said just a moment ago that there are some people that did not cross over to 2022. But we've crossed over. It was grace that made it possible. Once upon a time, there were four ladies, they called them the Golden Girls. And this is important, what I'm about to say to you now. I want you to listen up. Because the words that we speak are powerful. And there was one that was left. She's going to be 100 years old, I believe, January the 17th. But on the last day, December the 31st, she went to sleep and did not wake up. Just 17 more days and she'll be 100. A few weeks ago, I heard on the news that they were planning a reunion of the Golden Girls. They were going to do this celebration. Three of the Golden Girls were already gone. There was one left alive. And I wondered, what kind of a reunion is this supposed to be? Well, on December 31st, there was a reunion. Because the last one left. You may think about the words that you speak that they are just words. But there is an enemy that capitalizes on your words. And sometimes the issues that limit us are based on the words that we speak in out of our mouths. Sometimes the devil you're trying to cast out is yourself. And in 2022, we must not create obstacles for our lives with the words of our mouth. You think you are trying to stop somebody else, but you end up stopping yourself. You want something good. But because something bad is happening right now, you spend your time speaking about the bad rather than the good that you want. And then you wonder, why is the good not here? Well, because you've been speaking the bad. And you speak the bad because you believe it. Believe it. More than the good that you're expecting. Please hear what I'm saying to you. We're going somewhere. If there's anything that we must take full control of, and in the natural we cannot, we can only do so by the Spirit of God, is to tame our tongue. 2022, you're going to have to prophesy the purposes of God for your life and stop restating, rehearsing, reestablishing what you don't want. What you don't want in your family, what you don't want in your marriage, what you don't want in your business, what you don't want in your career, what you don't want in your community. Stop restating, rehearsing, and refurbishing it. Say what you want. Is what you want a stupid wife, husband, children? Then it must not come out of your mouth. Is what you want a failed business? Then that must not come out of your mouth. Is what you want a family that is defeated, then that must not come out of your mouth. What do you want? I want a blessed home. Then that's all you say. I want a prosperous family. Then that's all you say. That means that when I see the problem and there's lack in my family, I come to God and I say, I thank you, God, that you're my good shepherd. I lack nothing. We lack nothing. I don't state the problem. I state the answer that I want. Somebody listening? Say what you want and stop spending time saying what you don't want. Because you, the Word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Yeah? Does it say that? As a man thinketh, so is he. For as he thinketh in his heart, for out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. If you spend your time meditating about all the bad things that are happening around you, all the wrong things that are happening, all the wonderful things that are not happening, and you're meditating and stewing yourself in that particular situation, your mouth has no choice but to spit out and vomit out and pour out what you're thinking. Because that's the abundance of your heart. Rather than meditating on the Word of God and what the Word of God says about that situation, you're meditating about all the hurts, all the things that this person did and that person did, what this person did not do, what that person said and what that person did not say, and so on and so forth. And you meditate on that, and that becomes what fills your heart because you're thinking on that. Are you with me? So is he. But watch this. It continues. and says, eat and drink. What's the connection? What is the connection? Eat and drink, saith he to thee. But his heart is not with thee. That is so weird. Because one doesn't seem to link up with the other. Oh, but don't fool yourself. It's totally linked. Because the Word of God says that the power of life and death is where? It's power in the tongue. And then it says, that the one who loves it will eat the fruit thereof. Do you see the eating there? So in other words, what you are dwelling on is what you are going to eat. What you are focusing your attention on is what you're going to eat. You bad children, that's what you're going to eat. You bad husband, bad wife, that's what you're going to eat. This bad economy, that's what you're going to eat. If you don't like what you're eating, it's not for the other person to change. It's for you to change what you are saying. You change your environment by the words that are coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Society is not going to change. You change what you see in society by what you speak and forth out of your mouth, and everything begins to line up for your sake. Praise the Lord. It has no choice but to line up. It may not line up for somebody else, but for you, it will line up. Glory be to God. They may be firing everybody and laying everybody else off, but you say, no, I'm gainfully employed. I have the abundance of the Lord operating in my life. And that's exactly what's going to happen. In the world, there's inflation going on. But you are going to decide that you are not in the world of that inflation. Hallelujah. And when the things that you want to buy, when you get to that store, the price will drop for you. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. I know this to be true because I've been in stores going in there and all of a sudden there is a sale. I finish paying and the sale is over. It's back up. What happened? Blessed and highly favored came. Hallelujah. You are going to have to change your environment. You're going to have to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. You're not reading the temperature of the world. You are regulating. You are a regulator. Somebody say, I'm a regulator by the power of the Holy Ghost. The world is going to do what the world is doing, but you are going to do what you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. Everything is called to serve you. Praise God. The earth must yield its increase. Say with me, earth, yield your increase to me now. Because the God you and I serve is a God who is focused on increase. And increase will not bypass you in 2022. Amen. God said, this is a year of harvest. Glory be to God. And we are going to have a bumper crop of only good things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is not of God must be eradicated from our lives. You see, the word of God says that the angels pay heed to the word. Angels listen to the word of God that's coming out of your mouth, and that's how they service you. So if angels are here to listen to the word of God, what do they want to hear? The word of God. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in what? In strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. They're hearkening to the voice of his word. The word of God has a voice. Words don't normally have voices, but the word of God has a voice, because the word of God is always speaking. The Bible says that Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord walking. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking. The voice, the word of God has a voice. And the voice of God walks. It walks. So when you speak the word of God, you know that God is walking with you. God is walking with me when I speak the word of God. Are you hearing? What are you going to say in 2022? The word of God. And that word has a voice. That voice is broadcasting. Clear the way. The Son of the Most High God is coming. And all demons start fleeing away. Because the God of the universe is walking with you. You are in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 And after I said all of that, nothing happens until you are awakened to the truth of God. Let me say that again. Nothing impactful happens without you waking up to that reality. Somebody say, Lord, awaken me in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. The word of God says, wake up, you that slumber. Wake up from your sleep, slumbering one. Why? So that God can show forth his glory in your life. This is the truth stated again and again. It's in the book of Ephesians. It's in 1 Peter. God is saying, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from what? The dead. And Christ shall give thee what? Light. So if you don't awaken, you will not get light. Ah, come on. You're not going to see anything until you wake up. And 2022 will come and pass you by, and you don't experience the best of God if you don't wake up. And this very first Sunday of January 2022, say to yourself, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. The word of God says that when you are sleeping, you are dead. If you don't want to stay dead, wake up. If you don't want to die, wake up. Wake up to what? Wake up to what God says. I know who I am. I know where I am. I know that I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities, all powers, all the rulers of the darkness of this world. I am a child of the Most High God. I am delivered, set free, redeemed, sanctified, made holy, empowered to succeed. I am a representative, an ambassador of the Most High God, the kingdom of God. I am an ambassador. And as an ambassador, I am fed, I am equipped, I am resourced by the kingdom that I represent. I am from the kingdom of God. Yes, I was born in Nigerian. I immigrated to Canada and then became a Canadian citizen. I've spent most of my life in Canada now. But first and foremost, I am a son of the Most High God, born from above. And that which is born from above and sent from above is above all. So I will never be tail. I can only be head, above only, and never beneath. Hallelujah. I must know my stance. I must know from whence I came and recognize that the enemy that is trying to capture me, that is trying to limit me, does not have that power, because the God I serve is almighty. Hello? My God is almighty. And there are no impossibilities with him. So my life is not going to be defined by natural principles, natural laws, but now it will be defined from whence I came from. Born of the Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from, where it's going, but you know it is. You can't see it, but you know the force of it.
So shall the glory of God be made manifest in your life and in my life, the manifestation of the glory of God that will prove again and again that there is a God who is faithful and cannot be limited. He cannot be captured. He cannot be restrained. My God is a good, awesome God, and He is mighty in me. That is the fruit I'm going to eat out of. That's what I'm full of. Hallelujah. An awesome God who knows no limit. Hallelujah. We do not deny the things of the world. We do not deny the laws of gravity. What we're saying is this, that there is a God who is mightier than the laws. Because He's a God of miracles. Hallelujah. See, a miracle defines and supersedes laws. Praise the Lord. And when it walks within the limitations, glory to God. So, if you have a cart and supposed to take 3 weeks to heal, a miracle makes it happen in seconds. The same laws work, but they are sped up. So if you were able to capture it with a camera, you'll see that everything that was supposed to happen happened, but it happened so fast. God can straighten bones, heal bones. The bone is supposed to take a month. No, but God says, we'll do this right away. And you and I are stepping into the realm of the right away. Right away. Right away. Immediately, suddenly, somebody shout hallelujah. God is a quickening spirit. Hey! Ombra nakashe ketebara. A quickening spirit. Mighty God. When that spirit came upon a prophet, he outran the chariot of Ahab. Glory be to God. Just say, start moving. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Just go. It's about to pour. Say, what do you mean it's going to pour? What did the man of God see? Just a fist, a cloud in the sky. Like the fist, the hand of a man. And based on that, it says, Ahab, take off now. When he finishes praying, he just, and outrun a whole chariot. He thinks he's running at the same speed. Is the experience the Lord gave to me many years ago in Rock Lake. When the Lord said, let's go on a walk. I said, where are we going? He said, come on, let's go. So I come down from my suite or room in their facility there. I come down, I looked at my watch, saw the time. I go down the stairs to the beach line and then walked down and went up all up in the hill and down the highway and came back down. It should have taken me maybe 30, 40 minutes, the space that I walked. But when I got back, it was only 10 minutes. I said, what happened? How did I go 10 minutes? Didn't I say I was taking you on a walk? Yeah. But I thought I was walking. You know, if you know how I walk, you know I don't walk fast. I walk like a king. I just take my time. It's amazing. I'm taking my time. And that's how I was walking. I just said hello to a young kid over there, and I'm walking. I didn't know that I was moving at a fast speed. And God said, this is how you're going to have to move in the latter days. That they're going to come looking for you, and where is he? He's gone. Supernatural speed. We are going to receive supernatural speed without slowing down. Hallelujah. Because there is nothing that can block us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, chapter 12. The word of God says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, because he wanted to shut down in union and collaboration with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those that were against Jesus Christ. They wanted to shut down the church, make sure that the church does not function, does not take root. And so he stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church by going after the leaders of the church, so that if he strikes the leaders, then the sheep will scatter. That is a natural law. You strike the shepherd and the sheep scatter. So he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. I got rid of James. Let me get rid of Peter. What is he trying to do? He's trying to get rid, to break the link of unity of those that are partners together, Peter, James, and John. The devil is strategic, because he knows that as long as there is unity, there is going to be the manifestation of power. And one of the key things that we have to be very, very clear about in 2022 is anything that will try to create disunity in our midst. Because the devil is very afraid right now. Because, as the word of God says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil of anointing that was poured upon the head of Aaron that ran down his skirt, Psalm 133. You remember this? It was on him, and it ran down his beard, down his skirt. And then it says this in verse 3. It says, it is as the dew of Hermon. Well, Hermon is the mountain from whence the water from the cap of that mountain flows down and begins the process of the flow of the water that becomes the Jordan, that becomes the Sea of Galilee, that ends up in what we now call the Dead Sea, and so on and so forth. Hermon. This is a place, the dew upon the mountains of Zion. This is the first thing that God did in the earth. The earth was watered by dew.
And the word of God says here, it says, for there, in the place of unity, in the place of refreshing, no struggle. It's not like a downpour and everything is flawed. You know, you cannot have a flawed with dew. Hello? Dew just gives you the necessary amount. He says there, God's commanded blessing is. Where? In the place where unity is. And that's where life forevermore is, in the place called unity. For how good, how tobe, how good, how pleasant tobe. So that word in verse 1, how good, can be translated how good and how good it is. Or how pleasant and how pleasant it is. What we must do. For the word of God says that they were in one place in one accord. Hallelujah. And that's where the Holy Spirit came. Praise the Lord. We are going to have to be locked in together. And accept no offenses. But we're willing to be forgiven one to the other. Forbearing one another. Because in that place of divine unity, nothing can stop us. In fact, this is how strong unity is. God said, when men are united, that he, even God, couldn't stop them from accomplishing whatever it is they want to accomplish. That when we are united, and we say, this is what we are doing, and this is how it's going to happen. God says, nobody. If you can't stop it, the devil can't stop it. Hallelujah. So God had to create a language, words that became divisive in the place called Babel. And men separated from themselves, and they could not build the tower they set their minds to build. Hello? Tell you something. No devil can stop us when we are united. It is not because of the large amount of people. No, but a united heart. The commanded blessings of God come where God's people are united. Hallelujah. Back to Acts. Wondering, how did he get from that to that? I'm on the same page. Don't worry. He killed the brother of John with a sword, verse 3, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. He's trying to break that unity. He says, and when he had apprehended him, when he caught up with Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions. A quaternion, you can see the word quarter there, that means four. A quaternion was four quaternions, meaning 16 soldiers to keep him. Intending after Easter, meaning during the week of the Passion, death, and resurrection, he wanted to create a pattern. Are you here? Because this is how the enemy works. He wants to create patterns. And that's why certain things happen over and over and over at particular times in people's lives. And he does it again and again and again and again. And then you start believing for that thing to happen again. Because that's how it's always happened. The devil is long gone. He's left you with the thinking, meditating on the pattern. And so you keep on feeding that demon. Did I lose anybody? Okay, good. So he was intending after this to bring him forth to the people. Why? So that he can kill him. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But someone say, but prayer. Say it again, but prayer. One more time, but prayer was made without season of the church unto God for him. That is the power of unity. The church was united, praying for Peter. And they prayed without season. Glory be to God. There are many this month that are going to be freed from the limitations that have been over their lives because prayer has been raised up. We are a united people standing together in agreement and saying no to the devil and saying yes to the purposes of God. Amen? It says this in verse 6. He says, and when Herod would have brought him forth, when he would have brought him forth, you know, so it's now resurrection time, and tomorrow he's going to bring him out. He says, the same night, Peter was what? Sleeping between two soldiers. And he's bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. So he is lying down, and there's a place for resting. There's a blessing in that. He's relaxed. He's resting in God. But listen, what brought us here is we talked about waking up. Okay? Now, what you watch this, watch this. He's lying down there. He's sleeping. The soldiers are, he's chained to these soldiers. These are like demonic spirits that just want to keep you locked up where you are. He has soldiers outside, making certain that he doesn't come out. But this is not going to stop God from doing what God wants to do. Not when people are praying. Not when people are in unity. God sends, hallelujah, an angel. It says, the Bible says the angel of the Lord came upon him. The idea is like the angel landed on him. Hallelujah. But is he up? No, he's still sleeping. And light shined in the prison. Bright light. But he's still sleeping. And now he is smitten. Notice, the angel came. Light shined. Light shone upon him, and he was still in chains. Because the angel of the Lord comes does not mean that you immediately wake up. Because the angel of the Lord came and light is shining all around you and everything is bright does not necessarily mean that you break free. Your breaking free happens when? He says, he smote Peter on the side, strikes him, bang, and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. Arise how? Quickly. The Lord just told us that there is a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. And God is quickening us. God is saying to us, arise, shine. For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says that gross darkness is going to come upon the earth. But we are not going to define our lives based on what the agenda of the enemy is. Because hear this. Whatever the enemy is doing today that is so global, he is doing to intimidate the church, to make certain that the gospel is not preached, to make certain that the agenda of God's people is thwarted, God's purpose is thwarted. But we are not listening. We're not listening to the voice of the enemy. We're listening to God. Our marching orders come from God. We're listening to the drummer, the drumming of the kingdom of God, not to the beats of the natural world. Hallelujah. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell. Somebody say, "And his chains fell from his hand." When? When he woke up. When you wake up and you think differently, you get to be free. If you don't wake up, you stay in bondage. You got to wake up, and wake up quickly. But see, when I go to bed and sleep for whatever hours I get to sleep at night, and I wake up in different at different levels. Most people wake up slowly but surely. They wake up, and even after they finish waking up, they've not really woken up yet. But the reality also is this, that when we sleep in stages. Hello? Is that true or not? Okay, so when you are going down, it doesn't just happen, bang. Well, once upon a time, I was visiting with my grandkids a few days back, they won't go to sleep. And Honore, I can see him on his screen, watching him and the sister, and he's just singing away and doing everything that he should not be doing, I'm wondering, he doesn't even care that she's disturbing the sister from sleeping and she's going like this. And Honore is singing and chatting away. He's singing his song and all of a sudden, no noise. I'm looking at the screen. The guy, just like that. One moment he's singing and the next moment he's out like a light. I say, "Oh, wow." Look at that. Once in a while there's an Honore that will do stuff like that. But most of us sleep in stages. Tossing and that's why, sometimes I might be listening to a program and I'm watching it, but I don't know when my eyes closed. And an hour later when I wake up, the TV is still on. That's you too. Yes. Okay. So we sleep in stages, but we also wake up in stages. We wake up in stages. So what is happening here? This man wakes up, and the Bible says his hands are free. And the Bible says, and the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself." The word of God tells us to be girded with the belt of truth. Praise the Lord. Become very aware of the truth of God's word. Go read the Bible yourself. Know what it says. Because we are living in times where there's a broadcasting of all kinds of foolishness that's not founded in the Word of God. And you cannot depend on what this man said or that woman said. No. Do like the Berean Christians did. They heard the word and then they went and checked it up for themselves. I don't want you to come here and just take everything I said hook, line, and sinker without you going and studying it. Go back. Listen to that message. Study the word that has been taught in that message and make that word your word. Amen? It says, gird yourself. Bind on thy sandals. The Bible tells us about the preparation of the gospel of peace. Be willing to preach this gospel. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy limit you and keep you in bondage so that you cannot stand up and begin preaching the word of God and begin declaring the goodness of God and begin declaring to men, whether they like it or not, that God is a good and awesome God who cares about his people. The other day I went to the bank and went into to make a withdrawal from the ATM in the bank. And there were some homeless people in there sheltering themselves. When I came in, there was this guy lying down there in front of the ATMs. And he says to me, "You can go ahead." I said, "What did you say?" He says, "You can go ahead." I said, "I'm going to go ahead anyway." I just ignored, and I got my withdrawal. And he turns his head up again and says, "Can I get some food? Can I get some money for some food?" I said, "No, you can't." I said, "But if you come across the street with me, I'll get you food." So he got himself up and he heads out to the A&W on the other side. So I get to the A&W and I place an order. I said, "But I don't want what I just ordered given to me. There is a man, a homeless guy, that's coming inside your restaurant. Give it to him." And she says, "Just hold on." And I see this lady come out. And she says, "That guy has been disturbing people and asking for food. I don't think you should buy him anything." I said, "I didn't ask you. I made a commitment that I'm going to give this guy food. And I don't care how many people." He said, "But the guy has been offending so many customers." I said, "I'm not offended." "I'm not offended. So what business of that is yours?" He said, I said, "Listen, I'm your customer. You are obligated to service me. I am ordering the food. Give me the food. If you don't want to give it to him, give me my food when I get to the..." But I just started driving. I just started driving. I'm going to the... So she came and they gave me my food. And the guy came out. I handed him his food. And he went on his merry way. I went on my merry way. Why do I tell you that story? This is the plan. What God has decided to do in your life, nobody is going to talk him out of it. Did you hear what I just said? Nobody is going to talk God out of blessing you when God has already made the decision that you are blessed and highly favored. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Young man, come here. Don't go. Come. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The blessings of the Lord are upon you. Go. What God has decided to do for you, nobody's going to stop it. They cannot take it away from you. The thing is, you got to wake up. Just wake up. Tell yourself, wake up. Don't sleep. Wake up. Hallelujah. When you woke up, that's when his miracles started. Guard yourself. And said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. So he put his garments on and he followed him. The door did not open. They just walked right through it. He says, and he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel. He did not know that it was true. Because this that God is about to release into your life is going to be so dumbfounded that you cannot explain it and you cannot be certain that it's really happening. Pinch me, pinch me, pinch me, pinch me. You know, am I awake? Is this really happening? How is it that I was in prison, chained, and the door is locked, and I am out here? You're waking up. That's what's happening. It's in stages. And that which God is going to do in your life in 2022 is going to happen in stages. But it's all happening. Hallelujah. It's all happening. But for you, you are waking up to the reality that's happening because this has not happened before. What happened to James? Happened to James. But my name is not James. My name is Peter. Hallelujah. My name is not that. My name is Michael. Whatever it is that happened to them, happened to them. But what happened to them, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to regulate the whole of my life based on what happened to them. I am me. They are who they are. Hello? Are you listening? Well, this is how it normally happens. I'm not normally anymore. Hallelujah. I'm not part of the normally. I'm a different breed. Born of the Spirit of the Most High God. Born from above. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I do not follow the blastings and the manifestations and the broadcast statements of the world. I'm listening to a different broadcast. It is from above, and he that came from above is declaring that I'm blessed and highly favored. I am made head and not tail, above only and not beneath. I'm walking in divine health. I am prosperous. I am here. Glory to God. Make your decision. He walks out and he thought that it was just a dream. He thought he saw a vision. He says, and when they passed the first and the second ward, these are military forces. He says, they went past them. They came onto the iron gate that leadeth onto the city. And this time, the Bible says, it opened to them of its own accord. Hallelujah. It just opened up. Because God is declaring an open door for you and I. I heard it loud and clear. Just a few days ago, the Lord said to me, henceforth, an open door is set before you. And I'm declaring today, and I know that you join with me in agreement, and we're declaring, open! Once upon a time, the Lord said there was going to be a shut door and an open door. While it is shut, it was still going to be open because we're going to come out and do what we need to do. But now we must declare, open, 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 open. It has no right to stay shut. It must yield its increase to us. It must open. It must open. It must open. It must open. The iron gates must open. Why? He said, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Why? Because Peter was now fully awake. And when Peter was come to himself, when he was come to himself, when he recognized, hey, it was not a vision. It was not a dream. This is a manifestation. Hey, glory be to God. The God who's taking you and I through stages is bringing us to the place where we know that 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 that which God said has fully come to pass. You receive that? Someone say, I cannot be stopped in 2022. I'm unstoppable. I'm not defined by natural laws. I am led by supernatural forces into my destiny. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the incredible thing is this. He says, when he came to himself, he says, now I know of a surety. Now I know for a fact that the Lord had sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod. And from all the expectation of the people of the Jews, the expectation of the world will fail. And I speak prophetically even now that we are going to see people in high levels of authority that are just like Herod going to be harvested from this world. Hear what I say to you right now. There are people in high levels that are going to be eaten up just like this Herod was eaten up. Because they think that they are gods and that they are in charge and what they say is what's going to go. Oh, no. No, 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 no. This is not that day. In 2005, I heard the Lord. I was up in my office. He's coming for the service. I'll say this and will be done for now. I heard the Lord say to me, he says, today I'm going to address the nation. I said, address the nation. From where? He says, from here. I said, from like this church. He said, yes. I said, is somebody coming that I didn't know about? He said, no. I said, how are you going to address the nation? He said, you? I said, me. You're going to address the nation through me today. And exactly what am I supposed to say? He says, don't worry about it. I said, okay. I guess the message that I had prepared and I thought you gave to me for the church, that's gone out the window. So I came and I sat here. When I left my seat to come speak, I did not know what I was going to say. I had no clue, not an idea, not a scripture, nothing, nothing. I
got up here and I said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I went off. I just started going after everything. I went after, the message was called the gold or God standard. Remember that message? And then the Lord said, I want you to send this. After I finished preaching, he said, I want you to send it to all the members of parliament and members of legislative assembly across the country. I said, I don't have the money. He said, forget about that. I'll take care of it. I told you, you're going. So he directed me to some guy that was down by the airport on Sargent or something like that. They had some kind of a production company. I brought the CD to him. He printed all the CDs and DVDs, handed it over to me. I didn't pay a dime. Is somebody listening? I did not pay a dime. And here I went after Paul Martin. Paul Martin was our prime minister at that time who was trying to shut down the church. Make certain that we don't preach about this and don't preach about that. Everything the guy was saying we should not preach about, I preached about it and handed it over to him. Hallelujah. And followed it up with a letter. If you don't repent, you're going to be fired twice in one day. He thought God was joking and I was joking. He was riding up in the polls in, 70s and 80%. The conservatives and the NDP were way in the boonies, way at the bottom. I left the country and Paul Martin was still riding high. I came back, Paul Martin was still riding high. I said, Lord, you told me to tell this guy he's going to be fired twice in one day. And it was time for the elections. A man called Lalonde, is it his name, Lalonde? NDP guy, what's his name? Jack Layton. Jack Layton sent a letter. He said, based on what you have said, I am going to make the right decisions in the days to come. And he joined with conservatives. The Liberal Party fell. They went for election. But before they went on that election, all of a sudden, God started unraveling that Liberal Party. And on election day, we had the minority government, the Conservative Party, with Harper. Remember this? And Paul Martin stood behind his podium. After being fired politically, he fired himself the second time. He says, I'm stepping down from being the leader of the Liberal Party. I said, you were told you're going to be fired twice in one day. Next election, God honored Jack Layton. Jack Layton was sick in his deathbed when the elections were called. And Jack Layton came out with his walking stick, parading through this country. And God said, because this man honored my word, I am going to make him the opposition. And Jack Layton and the NDP became the opposition party, and the Liberals were a non-party. Are you with me? When God says what he's saying, he means what he's saying. And he will bring to pass what he said. Jack Layton never stepped into the House of Parliament as the opposition leader. He died. But God wanted to honor him before he passed away and elevated that NDP party because their leader obeyed the instruction. God is going to take some people out. They will go to bed and not wake up. Some are going to fall sick suddenly and die like a dog. Their money will not save them because God, it's not going to allow his bride
to be pushed around. Hallelujah. But we got to wake up. Amen? Somebody rise with me and say, Church of the Living God, all around the world, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Be awakened in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I want to thank God for every one of you. We celebrate the goodness of God together. We rejoice in His faithfulness. Right now, we're going to share in communion together. But before we do so, I want to encourage you to come and give a very special first fruit offering this morning unto the Lord. An offering that declares that you want God's purposes established in our world. Come quickly. Honor God with your giving. Honor God with your giving. Those of you who are online, do so right now. Demonstrate your faith in God and declare by your giving this day that you are not allowing the natural systems, the economies of this world to determine the life that you're going to live in Christ Jesus. Amen? You're coming into the wholeness that God has promised you. Just come, honor God. And do remember, this is 2022. If you're writing a check, it's 2022. Amen? If you write 2021, it's going to be check. We don't want that. Amen? But if you give us permission, if you've written your check already, if you give us permission, then I will instruct that if they see while they're counting today anything that has to do with 2021 on your check, that they have the right to change it to 2022. Anybody wrote a check that may have written 2021? Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm asking them for permission. Because if we cannot find you, if you give us your word that that's okay, that will be your signature. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. If we've done that already, let us now share in communion together. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that every chain of limitation is broken off of the lives of God's people. And we're coming into the fullness of God's goodness. We are awakened to the realities of God, abiding in His loving kindness and in His tender mercies. The God we serve is an awesome God. He's a faithful God. One is stubborn. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful, tomorrow, the 3rd, is our anniversary. That is the awesomeness of God's goodness. Amen. Praise God. That'll be 41 years. Wow. That's amazing. 41 years, and she's
she's still standing with me and saying, okay, I'll still take it.
I'll still keep it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We give God praise for his faithfulness. We declare that every one of us will enjoy the fruitfulness of marriage and seeing our children, our children's children, and children's children's children. Amen. Until the Lord comes. Living in harmony, living in unity, because we are awakened to the realities of God. Father, we are thankful for the body. The body that you gave up for our redemption. As we take off this body and eat, we come to that wholeness that you promised. We are awakened to the realities that you call us to. There is, and there must be, a manifestation, a performance of your perfect will. This is a year, like no other year, that we are going to walk in a fullness, the fullness of the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Take off this body and eat.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we declare already that all chains are broken.
Amen.
We declare that we are risen from our slumber.
Amen.
We declare that the glory of God will rise with us.
Amen.
We declare that we have angelic assistance.
Amen.
We declare that we walk through the open doors that God has opened for us.
Amen.
We declare that we will see victory upon victory.
Amen.
That nothing can stop us in 2022.
Amen.
If you believe this for you and your household, say amen.
Amen.
And take and drink.
Thank you, Father. Make a funnel. I stand before you, Father, with lifted hands in worship, in adoration, in surrender to you. And I ask, Father, that you pour your fresh oil. Into our lives.
Amen.
To the overflow. That we be a united people. A committed people. Committed to your word. A people, oh God, filled to the overflow with the integrity of the purity of your word of life. And out of this abundance, we speak, and all creation, all things, known and unknown, animate and inanimate, all things, hear our declaration, the declaration of victory, the declaration of victory over every work of the enemy. We are blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
And all of God's put together in agreement said,
yes
and
amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, tonight we continue as we do all through this month. We're going to continue with our special meetings that start at 6:30 every evening, all through January. Every evening, 6:30 p.m. And we look forward to seeing you here. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And let's see you tonight.